Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. What up, Morgan?
Santa Claus. What's up, Santa?
I think you should be my elf this year. I think you should do all my personal shopping. I'll give you my credit card, and you should do all my shopping. I absolutely hate holiday shopping.
Holiday shopping is the one thing about the holidays that I fucking love.
I hate it. You go in lines. It's either you're going to wait in line during a pandemic,
uh-huh,
or you're going to order something online, which everyone is doing, and it's not going to get here for Christmas.
I tried to order the best gift possible. So as
for me,
as the podcast knows, I am broke as a joke. So everybody's getting one gift this year, and that's pretty much it. And I was really excited. I found these. You can custom put like a custom picture on a 6-pack of lighters. And
I better be receiving this gift.
Emily, when I tell you I ordered them three times, and every time the company would email me and be like, some sort of technical difficulty, some sort of fucking problem. And they're not cheap. It charged me three separate times.
And did you get your money back?
No, not yet. I'm still like in the negatives and stressed out because one, now I don't have a gift for somebody. And two, I can't order them anymore because it's not going to come in time. So
in all honesty, I don't need lighters. I just need like an ashtray. Or
listen,
you're like, this wasn't for you.
All I know is that I do really love holiday shopping, but I don't love trying to do it when I'm super broke, which is why today I applied to work at Lowe's Home Improvement Store. I have applied to some pretty interesting places. So if you guys start to hear me talk about work adventures at God knows where, just pray for me, please. Pray that better things come our way.
Oh my God. Well, I am glad to be back. Welcome back to your favorite podcast, One Mic Stand. I am Emily Radke, or Ratty Patty with a Fatty.
And I'm Morgan Roeder, or Roederboat, or whatever else you want to call me that day.
I'm glad that we are in your ears today. We have some fun catching up to do. I had an interesting weekend.
And I can't wait to hear about it. And I know the people can't. I know the people can't wait either. And I think you just fucking take it away, dude.
There's no more time to waste. Okay, so I actually hate talking about this stuff because I did go out. I was at a bar, and I hate to admit that I was at a bar during a pandemic. But
you have already had COVID, though. So had all the people you were with, correct?
But I do want to say yes. It was one of those like we were at. It was like a patio bar.
Yeah, and I mean, you're in a small group, right? I mean, I don't know. Yes. I haven't been out with you, but since...
No, anyways, but yeah, okay. So I was out, and I was sitting on like this bench or whatever.
Okay.
And I look over, and this dude is trying to take my seat. So I was like...
Beat his ass.
Are you trying to take my seat? And he was like, oh, I didn't realize it was yours. Like, blah, blah, blah. I was like, no, I'm kidding. Like, I'm not actually an asshole. And so we start talking, and he asked me for my Snapchat, and I was sober at this point. And I gave him my Snapchat, and then he was not with our group, by the way. He was a rando, but I don't even know who he was with. Like, it was literally all my friends and then him.
Okay.
Okay? And so
Emily has a stalker.
He buys us a shot, and we just talk. It's very casual. And then I start getting hammered, okay? And I'm like, oh, my God, this guy's the love of my life. I'm in love with him. We're giggling. We're, like, hugging. We're, like, making out. And so...
Emily!
And so I'm drunk as a duck, okay? And I'm over here, like, I don't even know who this dude is. And I text Morgan. I was like, Morgan, you need to be my FBI agent real quick, okay? So I sent Morgan a screenshot of his Snapchat, and I said, apparently he plays basketball at Kansas. And she goes, on it. I was like, make sure he's not a fraud. I was like, I have no idea who this dude is. I just had whatever, saliva all over my mouth. And so then he was like, and then Morgan was like sending me screenshots and like, he's legit. Like his name is his name and he goes to school where he said he did. And I was like, oh my God, I think I'm going to go home with him. And she texts me this long, beautiful thing. She's like, you're so beautiful. You're single. You deserve whatever you want. Okay.
Yeah.
So then me being an instigator, we are outside and I go jump in that bush.
I'm so nervous for where this fucking story is about to go. I have not heard the second half of this, so I'm just on my fucking, the edge of my seat.
You know, at this point, he's doing whatever I say. I'm like, go jump in that bush, go get me a drink. But like, not in a bad way. Like we were having fun. Like he was having fun as well. He does not go to school at Texas State. So I was showing him how we fucking do it.
Yeah. Eat him up.
And so then the night is starting to die down. And I think I'm going to take him home. So I tell my friend, like, hey, like, I think I'm going to take, we're going to go back to my place. And she was like, he's not even that cute, Emily. And I'm like, really? Okay. So then I look at this dude.
That's kind of mean.
I know, but I don't know why. What I'm about to say is very fucked up. But listen, I look at this dude and I go, you can fuck off. Bye. I have no idea. I was drunk at this point. I have no idea how and why I said this. Okay. And he stormed off and I felt so bad, which I didn't realize this part until the morning when I was told. But then I'm like, you know, I text him on Snapchat and I was like, hey, like, I'm sorry. Like, you want to hang out? He's like, I'm not from here. And I was like, okay, so I fucked this up.
Yeah.
So then.
He's over it.
I fucked it up. I can't believe I said that. I literally cannot believe. He could have been my husband. So then. The other night, I was like, I'm going to download Bumble.
Okay. Huge Bumble
I don't
girl.
Have a Bumble. I don't have a Bumble. And so I make my page, and I'm swiping, and I see Joe, and I see Sam, and some of my friends. And all of a sudden, I see basketball player.
Oh, no.
And I swipe right, and it instantly matched. And I was like, oh, my God, is this fate? Am I supposed to be with this guy? How? What are the odds that I get Bumble literally the day after the situation?
Yeah.
And he's like my 10th match, my 10th swipe. And can I just say that he's the only one that I have messaged on there?
Okay, so like what? Y'all messaged?
We've been like talking and I don't know. I was like, I was like, hey, like I just want to like... All my friends were like, do not even say that you're sorry for the other night because everyone was drunk. He might have forgotten. I was like, this dude stormed off.
Yeah,
he definitely remembered.
He did not forget.
And so I told him, I was like, I just want to like apologize for like how drunk I got the other night. Like, I'm truly so sorry. Like, I normally don't tell people to fuck off. Like,
yeah,
I don't know what was going on in my mind. And he was like, LOL, I don't remember.
Whatever.
So I don't know if
he's trying
like,
to be, he's trying to be cool, I think, because maybe he feels kind of like he was too interested because he got upset and he left. Right. I mean, that's what I would think.
I don't know. But story to be continued, because we are talking. I'm trying to like hang out with him before I go home.
So what is he? He's not from Texas State. Like, what's he doing down there?
Well, his family lives like 30 minutes away.
So he's like from San Marcos? Kind of
area. I'm not gonna like expose where he's from.
Okay,
but yeah.
Okay. Interesting. How old is he?
He's 21.
Okay.
And he's like a little baby. Like, we were just like, oh my God, I just remember us like laughing and being silly. And
Emily, you have to hang out with this guy again.
Dude, I know, but I just don't think he's interested after like, I think he definitely remembers.
Okay, well, either one, he really doesn't remember, and he's, like, kind of confused about who you are, because he's, like, he kind of remembers meeting you and hanging out, but, like, doesn't remember how the night ended, so he feels stupid and drunk. Or two, he does remember, and he is interested, and his feelings were kind of hurt. But, obviously, he's messaging you, so, like...
Okay, but the first thing that he said when we swiped right, and so Bumble, girls have to message first, and I said, I was like, hey there, stranger, winky face, and he said, LOL, I knew you would swipe right.
Well, so did he, so what's it matter?
What does that mean? What does that mean? Do I look desperate?
No, not at all. And if anything, he's the one that... No. I think that he stormed off and he feels kind of like a sissy boy, which men are allowed to have emotions. And
which my friend, my roommate, was like going to chase after him because he was talking my roommate's ear off all night, like how cool I was. And he was like, I want to like hang out with her.
Dude, he totally got his feelings hurt, which is totally okay. But like, he's messaging you, he's interested. And absolutely, you have to hang out with him again before you come back.
Tomorrow?
Yeah. You have to hang out with him tonight. I mean, like, our business be damned. This could be fate.
And all my friends were like, liked him besides my one friend who told me that was like, he was like, oh, he's not that cute.
Do you think maybe then, she was jealous because he was paying attention to him and she liked him?
No, she did not like him. This dude is totally my type, like so out of the blue, like tall, dorky, like
nerdy.
Cute.
Yeah.
Like so my type, like she doesn't have that type. And then I asked her because I was not mad at her. I was so drunk that night. Mm-hmm. I woke up on her bedroom floor with no pants on and my friend Corey had my pants on. Like, that's how drunk I was. That's literally how drunk I was. And
I have a story to tell you.
Okay.
Oh, my God. So, my mom's been in quarantine, which, like, we touched on last week, whatever. She doesn't have COVID, but, like, she's a nurse. So, if she has been exposed to anybody, which somebody at work had it, she has to quarantine regardless of if she's negative. So, like... we've been doing this wine event calendar thing every day, right? And So we've been drinking a lot of wine. And the other night, my mom went to bed at like 9 and I stayed up until like 6 in the morning drinking red wine. And my cat, the love of my life, my pride and joy, Benji, ran away. Emily, it was awful. I was so drunk and it was probably like 12:30 and I was like kind of starting to wind down. Like I was super fucked up at this point and I was like, all right, it's probably time to go to bed. And I open the back door to like make sure our heaters are off outside and Benji runs outside. And I was like, oh shit, that little rascal. I mean, he's so fast and he's so like pitch black, you can't see him in the dark, and it was awful. I could not find him. I was up until 6 in the morning looking for this fucking cat. There was cat treats all over my backyard, all over my front yard, and I was so upset and so drunk, I literally threw up red wine in the middle of my bed because I was bawling, crying, and my parents woke up at like 6:30, and I hadn't even really fallen asleep yet, and my mom was like, what's going on? Are you okay? Where is Benji? And Chris goes and opens the back door, my stepdad, and literally that motherfucker's right there on the back step just looking at him like, let me in.
I wonder how long he was out there for.
Well, I mean, at least goddamn 6 hours, but I don't understand why he didn't come inside. And I told my parents, I was like, I think he was up in a tree. He had to have been because I literally, Emily, I walked the perimeter of my freaking backyard, side yard, outside my house in my slippers, in a nightgown, like I, no more than like a million times. I mean, ridiculous.
Not that I really believe in this method, but maybe you should get him a shock collar.
Well,
where it's like a certain area, like he gets a little buzz if he gets out.
The problem is he's just, I believe in like letting your children like experiment and like discover the things they love. And he loves being outside.
Your cat is experimenting right now.
But he also loves to climb trees and chase freaking birds. And we have like, God, I don't even know. I'm not really great with like numbers, but our pine trees in our backyard are tall. Like, they
are
so...
Yeah, you guys have, like, six trees.
They're giant trees. And if he goes up there and I can't get him down, and then he gets scared and he won't come down, and then it's just traumatic. But I looked in the trees. I couldn't find him. So pretty much we both had drunken escapades this weekend, except yours was with a cute boy and mine was with my cat.
I could just see you like 3 a.m. hammered off red wine, having like a tall ladder, like in a flashlight looking for Benji, and like you're like struggling because like you're so drunk you can't get up.
It was tragic. It really was. And then I also, in the midst of this, was trying to clean red wine out of my sheets in my bed. Like, oh my God. It was pure chaos. I wish we had cameras in my room so we could have seen what was going on.
Okay, so I feel like we have talked about ourselves and whatever, we're kind of selfish. But anyways.
It's our podcast.
But I wanted to bring to the podcast this week, this could be like kind of a deep conversation. And I, you know, I was going to talk about it in the poll a little bit, but
okay,
I really want to talk about it with you because I think that you are the person to talk about it with.
Okay.
So as we know, our queen, Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Surprised us again with a fucking album.
She's done it again.
A cherry on top. And everyone's like finding these Easter eggs that there might be a third one.
I'm on TikTok, Taylor Swift TikTok Easter egg, and it's amazing.
It's literally, I'm like shaking. I think Scooter Braun is like freaking out right now.
Justin Bieber is shook.
But anyways, my favorite song on Evermore is called Closure. Okay?
Okay.
And the words, the fucking lyrics literally talked to me when she said, "Yes, I got your letter. Yes, I'm doing better." Like, and then she was like, "Don't act like this is a situation that we have to treat, because it's over with. She doesn't need your closure. She is over with it." And I want to talk to you about closure.
Okay.
So do you think, I don't know if this is going to be the poll or just a conversation, but do you think that, one, is it healthy to not have closure? Okay. Two, is closure needed? Is it absolutely needed to move on with your life? And three, do you go insane without closure?
So closure is hard. I think that there are, let me just start with saying something I learned about in therapy this week, and it is that you can accept something that somebody has done without forgiving them. And I think that this is really important in setting boundaries. So a ex-lover, a best friend, a parent even that has like hurt you really badly, like coming to terms with the reality of who they are, accepting what they did, but still being like, you know, I don't have to forgive you for this. I don't want you back in my life. Mm-hmm. I think that closure is a form of forgiveness. I think that the only final closure in situations is death, because I think as long as somebody you love or have loved is walking around on the same earth that you are, it's never really going to be closed. You could run into them again one day. There's always going to be a song you hear that makes you think of them. Their kids could be in your kid's class. Like, there's a million situations that it's going to be brought back up. I think that when you love somebody, there's really no such thing as closure. You can shut the door for yourself because it's what's best for you, but I don't think that that's necessarily quote-unquote closure. I think closure comes from, like, a mutual conversation where you both decide to walk away. And I just don't think that that's realistic. I don't think that ever really happens.
And so I was kind of, you know, I was having this conversation with myself, and I was, like, thinking of, like, a certain person that I never got closure with. I never got closure with this guy, and I think about him sometimes, like, he'll come up in my dreams and stuff, and I was just thinking, I'm like, even if I do get closure with him, I don't think that I could forgive him.
Yeah.
And I feel like,
which
with
is
closure,
okay. That's really okay, and that's like your decision to make.
And I feel like if me and him had a true on conversation, like, you know, I truly hope that you're doing better. Like, where what we had was stupid at the end. We were both in the wrong and stuff. Even though I'm having that conversation with that person doesn't necessarily mean that I'm going to 100% forgive them, because, I mean, even as a friend, say you TP'd my house tonight, okay? And I got so pissed.
Okay.
And we talk about it, and you're like, it was just fun and games. But, like, even though we talk about it, it doesn't mean that it still is okay in my heart. It doesn't still sit well with me.
This is a big, big thing that I have been talking about with one of my, like, I wouldn't say childhood best friends, but we've been friends since the eighth grade, which, I mean, I'm 24. Like, we've been friends for a hot minute. And she has been she's been in a relationship for, like, the last 6 years, 6.5. On and off, and she called me and she was like, I think that we need to break up and all of this stuff. And I was like, well, kind of said my piece about it, and she said, quote unquote, well, my friend so and so said that it makes sense because of everything that's happened. And I said, what do you mean? And she was like, well, like 2 years ago when he cheated on me and this and that. And I was like, you've been with him. You got back with him. You chose to forgive him. Whether you really did or not is your own kind of like emotional mistake. But if you forgive somebody for something and really like forgive them and allow them back into your life, like it's so, so, so unfair to that other person and to your relationship to continue to dredge it back up. You know, because it's like, hey, I'm really sorry for this thing that I did. Hey, it's okay. I forgive you and I'm ready to move on from it. Oh, well, just kidding. I'm going to bring it up every time we fucking fight. Like, oh,
yeah,
just kidding. We're going to break up 2 years from now. And it's actually because of like this situation. And it's like, who's that fair to? Like, you know, you should have never gotten back together in the first place if you really weren't able to forgive them.
Do you think that you can fully forgive someone for something horrible that they've done? Or do you just have to be like a strong ass person? Because I know that there are so many times where I sit there and I'm like, I'm not going to let the situation bother me. But there are some nights where it just comes back up in my dreams or it comes back up in my mind. And so, I just feel like that's not 100% forgiveness if I still think about it.
What I truly believe is that a relationship, a friendship, whatever, it can survive and it can be mended and there can be true forgiveness. But I think that it does change some of the feelings. I think that there's a tendency to be like a lack of trust because, I mean, you know, most of the time it's like a betrayal of trust that you're trying to like forgive. And, you know, for somebody like us, both of us have really bad trust issues, you know, because of like family trauma and whatever. But for a lot of people, like the betrayal of trust is a big deal. And for some people, it's a huge deal. And so to forgive that, yes, it may, like you may truly forgive them, but that doesn't mean that the trust is fully there. So I think that it changes the feelings in the relationship a little bit. Because it's like, I love you. I was in love with you. You were the love of my life, but you hurt me so badly and I'm willing to forgive you, but that doesn't mean we just get to go back to being like perfect and okay.
Yeah.
Like we have to essentially almost start over.
Deep.
I've been thinking about this a lot. It's funny that we're talking about this.
Do you think that Taylor Swift fully, even if it was about her or not, because she's a storyteller, do you think that, have you listened to Closure?
No, there's a few tracks on there that I shied away from just because of the titles. I didn't know if I was emotionally stable enough to listen to them, honestly.
Oh, okay, then yeah. My other favorite song is Tis the Damn Season. Tis the damn season, you can call me babe for the weekend.
Is that the one where she's like talking about like going home and it's always like back to the hometown and you?
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah, that makes me think of somebody.
Oh, it just sucks. I literally love music because, so I actually went with my friend Corey, couples, and he went to go get a tattoo the other day, and mm-hmm. I went with him, and I was like, he was just getting like these symbols on his whatever leg or his thigh. By the way, thigh tats are so hot and so in. Anyways, and I was like, what does that mean? And it was an album cover of a album that got him through a really tough time. And I think it's so amazing that these people can literally, it doesn't matter if you're famous or not, everyone goes through shit.
Yeah.
And they sing and you can relate to it. And that's why I was kind of telling my friend the other day with books, I feel like books, you can make, when you read it, you can make your own perspective of it. Mm-hmm. And with songs, like, you can kind of twist it into your life. Like,
yeah,
how this song kind of reminds me of this person and how shit went down.
It's crazy. One of, like, my favorite bloggers, which we've talked about her before, Indie Blue, her brand, like, Lonely Ghost, they have a new shirt coming out that I'm obsessed with. And it's like, hey, this song reminds me of you. And I saw it and it literally brought tears to my eyes because it's like, I feel like that's so, like, music has been such a big part of my life, like, lately, especially. Like, one of my best friends is in a band, and, like, I spend a lot of time, like, listening to, like, new music that I normally wouldn't. And then also, like, I don't think we've ever talked about this, but my ex and I, like, have a Spotify playlist that, like, we both have added songs to, and that's been a big part of our relationship, like, in the last 6 months. And it's just crazy because sometimes, like, I'll hear something and it'll totally take me back to, like, a special moment, or, like, it just makes me feel, like, not so crazy because I'm like, oh, other people have felt like this too, and other people have felt like there's, like, so much left unsaid, like, so much just whatever it may be. And so it's like, oh, okay, I'm not crazy, I'm not alone. And it's not just me and the fucking musician. Like, it's me and a million other people that listen to it, like, whether the artist is big or not, you know. But, like, so many people are able to relate.
And that's why I love music festivals, because there's so many different types of people there, but they all, when a song comes on, everyone just has those same emotions and feelings.
Yeah.
And it's like it unites people.
It really
music
does.
Literally, it brings people together. I mean, shit, when I go to ACL, I meet so many different new cool people. And, like, I would never think that, oh, me and George would be friends, but because of this artist and this song, we can relate to, and now we're friends, and I meet up with him every ACL. Like, it's just so amazing.
And you always think of him, like, when you hear, like, specific songs.
Yeah.
That's my, one of my, like, really good girlfriends the other day. I got sad because we were talking to another girl, and she was like, oh, me and my best friend, this is our song. And I looked at her and I was like, we don't have a song. And then probably like an hour later, she looked at me and she was like, Morgan, we don't have a song, we have a whole album. And I like looked at her and she was like, Tame Impala. And I was like, you're so right. Because it was just like the best experience of my life was like ACL 2 years ago. We were like hanging out with our friend Molly and we saw Tame Impala for the first time, and it was just like so special. And like, even if, say, like this girl and I mean she's like one of my best friends, but say for some reason like her and I were never friends again, like I will always have so much like fondness like in my heart because of like that memory, man. It was so amazing, and like so much music is tied to that.
When I think of our songs, I think of two. I think of a whole album and then a regular song.
Okay, well, the regular song is our song, and I don't want the world to know what it is if we're talking about the same song. Our TikToker?
And then the whole album, the Taylor Swift one.
From when we were at TCC together.
Yeah, 1982 or something like that.
1989,
yeah. And you were like, oh, and you were like, will you buy me a shirt? And I got you a shirt. It's actually right here. I've never... Oh, no, it was Reputation.
Oh, it was Reputation. Yep.
And I never gave it to you.
Hey,
I still
Merry,
have it.
Merry Christmas. I want that shirt. It's so special, like, to be able to share, like, moments and music and just, like, everything with everybody. And, like, I hope that... I don't know. I think the holidays are really sentimental for a lot of people, like, because of, like, the music involved. Like, it makes you think of, like, I don't know, different memories with, like, family and stuff like that. And, like, maybe they're good, maybe they're bad, but, like, I know a lot of people right now are struggling. Like, we got seasonal depression really coming in hot. We've got pandemic depression coming in hot. Like, everything.
I love the holidays.
I
wish I could live in from September to January my entire life.
I love September to November. I just get really, really weird every year around Christmas time. I did tell
Which is understandable.
Obviously, we, like, expose a lot of, like, our lives, like, in our very personal, like, intimate information on here. And I don't know. I don't really feel comfortable talking about my daddy issues, like, yet. Like, maybe one day. I, like, have seen the same therapist for 5 years, and we just recently are talking about my daddy issues. So it takes a while for me to open up about that. But the holidays are really hard for me. But I did say this year a big thing I'm doing is chef's kiss, manifesting, and, like, just power of positive thinking. So, like, I've really tried to, like, hang out with my mom and, like, make Chex Mix, like, party mix, and, like, Christmas turtles, and, like, listen to Christmas music with her, and, like, try and kind of create new memories that don't hold so much just, like, fucking awfulness in them. I took your brother some party mix the other day. He was like, thanks, Morgan. I was like, you're welcome. Merry Christmas. Like, you know, we're starting over, okay? New season, new me. 1 year I'll have my own family, and we'll have traditions that'll be, like, I don't know. They'll make it easier, hopefully. But we'll see.
Should we talk about traditions real quick? Do you have any, like, cool traditions?
Christmas morning, my mom always makes monkey bread, which I don't know if that's, like, a cool tradition, but that's probably my favorite one. And we always have really, really badass stockings. Like, I usually get cool Christmas presents, but the stockings are always where it's at. That's where the best stuff is. And, like, all three, me, my mom, and Chris, really love, like, doing stockings every year.
Oh, I love that. We're not a big stocking family, I don't think. It used to be, like, candy and coloring books, but now it's kind of, like,
deodorant.
I bought you a $2,000 computer. Like, that's all you get.
Yeah. I think that it's just always been, like, there's been several years that at the very, very toe of the stocking, there's been, like, a piece of jewelry in there for, like, me or my mom, or, like, makeup that I really love, which, like, you know, I've got kind of expensive taste. Makeup is a little bit expensive. So I'll go in my stocking, and the top's usually candy, and then it's like you dig, and there's usually, like, a razor and some good toothpaste, but then it's like some makeup or something really cool my mom found that she's like, I thought you would love this. And, like,
aww.
I'm grossly sentimental, and it really, like, makes me happy when I feel like people are able to pick out things that just, like, they know I would love, especially if I didn't ask for it. They're just like, this reminded me of you. And I'm always like, oh my God, thank you.
During the holidays, my home is Ohio. So yeah. I always go up to Ohio, and we always go to my grandma's house. And I think that this will probably be our last Christmas in my grandma's house, which is going to be sad, but I hope we go out with a bang with it. She's actually in a nursing home right now, which,
yeah,
it's really hard with the pandemic because it's like we can't go see her, and this could be our last Christmas with her, but we might not even be able to see her. It might just be over FaceTime. But my little cousin was born early, and she was not fully developed, and she had to stay in the hospital for, like, a straight year. Mm-hmm. And while she was in the hospital, her mother would stay at the Ronald McDonald House. So every Christmas we go to that Ronald McDonald House and we give back of what we were given, you know, cause the Ronald McDonald House, you stay there for free.
Yeah.
They take care of your meals, and it's all volunteer based. And so we go back and we wrap gifts. We'll bring books. We'll bring cookies. We'll bake cookies. We'll bake food, clean rooms and stuff, which I personally love. I love doing that stuff. I love giving. And it's just really cool because everyone's holidays is different. And there are some people out there who do spend their holidays in the hospital, and it's not ideal. But me being able to reach out my hand and being like, oh, I baked you cookies, or like, oh, here's, like, a book, I hope you enjoy it, is really special to me.
I love that. And I think that's a really, beautiful, I think, is the only word, you know, like, it's a really great tradition to have. Like, it's not something that's, like, I don't know, it's a selfless tradition, and like I love that for y'all, and y'all have such a big family. I feel like that'd be so many volunteers. it'd be so fun.
And then with my dad, our tradition usually is just we don't get gifts from my dad. We do things with my dad. So every year I get ACL tickets, which I didn't get in this year. And or we'll go on like a trip, or he'll give me like Southwest miles, which I really appreciate, because sometimes I'm like, this shirt that I asked for Christmas is not going to be in 2 years and I'm going to forget about it. But that trip that I was, you know, able to experience was so amazing.
I literally pray and pray and pray that I marry into a big family, because I think that that's like part of it, is like my family is so itty bitty. It's literally me, my mom, my stepdad, and then my grandma. Like, we're all only children. My grandpa passed away. Like, it's literally just us, which, I mean, I love it. And, you know, part of me said, like, I wouldn't change that because our relationships are very close because of it. But, like, I also love the idea of, like, waking up on Christmas morning to, like, a million kids running around. And, like, having a sister-in-law that I just fucking adore and can, like, hang out with. You know? Like, I hope...
And buy her so much stuff because you know her so well.
Yeah. And it makes me really excited. For a long time, it made me really sad because it's, like, a lot of shitty shit happened. Christmas, like, when I was in 8th grade, and... I don't know. Christmas always made me feel like I was missing out on things. Like, not so much, like, not tangible things, but just, like, memories and stuff with people that weren't in my life. And, like, I didn't have, like, the family that other people had, and I really wanted that. But then, like, as I've gotten older, I've just realized, like, nobody's family's perfect. Everybody has things they wish they could change about their families and their lives. And, like, what makes it great is making the most of what you have. And then if you don't love what you have, like, trying to change it, you know, and like trying to work towards having what you really want, which, like, you know, for me is to be super successful so I can just blow out the guns with my parents' gifts every year. And, you know, we have a family and I have a husband and, like, we have 3 little redheaded children that I'm obsessed with and whatever else. All of the
whatever else comes with the package.
Yeah, whatever else is in that territory.
Go to the polls. Hey, bitch.
What's up, bitch?
I'm broke as fuck.
Oh, hell. Throw some ones at this ass, honey.
It's time to hit the polls.
Okay, it's your favorite time of the episode. We're hitting the polls.
It's the Whatever fucking, it's the end of the episode.
It's the end of the episode. You guys are so excited. You're like, oh my God. Well, every week on our Instagram, we post a poll and we like to talk about it on the podcast, share the results. Morgan always wins because no one thinks like me. I'm different.
I can connect with people, you quirky little girl.
Last week, Morgan asked me, do you believe that someone can be happy in a relationship while their partner is significantly unhappy? I said yes. And 23% of y'all said yes. And 68%.
That's not the right math.
25% of y'all said yes with me. And 75% said no. And the only reason I said yes is because I've experienced it. So,
well,
you guys just need to grow up and experience stuff, okay?
Yeah, grow the fuck up.
And this week, I'm going to ask Morgan 2 polls.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting crazy. I'm getting wild. First and foremost, Folklore or Evermore?
Oh, God. Well, to be fair, I haven't listened to all of Evermore, but I am gonna have to say Folklore. There's a couple songs on there that literally, they're too fucking much for me, dude. Like, they hit too hard. The first time I listened to them, I cried. Do you agree, or would you say Evermore?
Right now, in the past 72 hours, it's been Evermore on repeat. Okay. Nothing but.
Yeah.
I mean, even when I'm pre-gaming for a party, it's Evermore right now.
Okay.
And everyone's like, do you want to get all sad? And I'm like, who knows? Maybe.
I might, but you don't know what this night holds.
And second, we're just going to tie the episode all together.
Okay.
One big circle of life. Do you need closure in a relationship? You personally, does it help you? Do you need it? Or can you live without it?
Are you asking me if there's a relationship in my life I need closure from, or that if I need it overall?
If you need...
like, do I need it in general?
With the person that you love the most, do you need closure? Like, say tomorrow we broke up, okay? Me and you, our love affair is done with. And I said nothing. Do you need closure?
Oh, this is a hard, really hard question. Like.
So I have a friend, okay?
Okay.
And all of a sudden we just stopped talking. We blocked each other for some reason. We're just not on talking terms.
Yeah.
And I need to know why. I need closure, and I need closure for everything, or I cannot go on to the next relationship. Do you need that?
So all within 6 months of each other, I lost my, like, my very, very torn relationship with my dad, and I was broken, completely severed. My best friend of 20 years and I quit talking, and the guy I thought I was going to marry, and I broke up. And I have been in therapy for a long time, but going through all of those things, like, has really changed, like, kind of how I handle my treatment now and, like, how I heal. And I want to tell you no. Like, I don't need closure, because the thing is in my life, in the past, I've been really, really rigid with my boundaries. I've been very quick to cut people off, as you know. It's easy for me to just shut somebody out and never think of them again. Okay, but that is because I was just, like, not ever dealing with the emotions, which is not healthy. So, like, no, I don't need closure, but I don't love that about myself, and I'm trying to work on that because I don't think that that's healthy, would be my answer. Oh, God, I don't even know. That was a really hard question.
So, yes or no?
No, I'm never going to need it, but I am going to work to be better about how I end relationships. And how I handle, like, their emotions and mine in them. I'm never going to need it, though, because of my childhood and stuff like that. Like, I'm always going to have the ability to cut people off.
Sometimes asking for closure from the other person is asking a lot.
Yeah.
You know? And sometimes it's like asking someone for $1 million. They cannot do it, and they cannot give it to you. And you might not ever get it, and you have to move on. But I'm the type of person who is like, I need a clear mindset of, one, what I did wrong, so moving forward, I can change my actions.
Yeah.
And two, I don't want to be on bad terms with that person. Because obviously I loved them at one point, and my love just doesn't go away, and I'm going to love them forever.
Yeah.
But it would be nice if I could love them on good terms.
I personally believe that needing closure means that you need somebody else's, like, commentary. Like, you need somebody else, essentially, to, like, finalize something in yourself. And I think you have to come to closure. Like, I hate that this title of this episode better be fucking closure, because we've said it enough times. If you're drinking every time we've said it, you're hammered. But... like, you come to closure within yourself, like, of what you want from that relationship and what the reality is going to be, and then you let go of everything else, because you cannot control what other people do. You cannot control what they say or how they think or even, like, what's happening. And so, like, being able to find that within yourself can really help your healing, is, I think, good. You just have to heal from it, though. That was probably my biggest issue, is I was just, like, acting like I was totally okay and never dealing with the fact that I have at least 10 friends that have just vanished and we've never spoken again.
Well, this is our least favorite, but y'all's favorite part. We are going to wrap it up.
It's the big O.
Before we whack it. And I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your week. It's only Tuesday.
I really want to manifest for you guys, like, just, like, the most amazing holiday season. If you have to shop still, please be safe. Like, if you are going to get drinks with friends, old lovers, new lovers, be safe. Enjoy the new Taylor Swift album. If you're into that, know that we literally love you guys so much. We love doing this, and we're so thankful.
And as we go home for Christmas break, remember to hit up your high school ex. We will see you next Tuesday.